So how did the homeless fare during the recent frigid weather in parts of the country? The Department of Housing and Urban Development says the number of homeless people in the U.S. is up for the first time since 2010. In a few minutes, we'll meet an Illinois man who decided to help at least some of them. But first, Nan Roman, president and CEO of the National Alliance to End Homelessness. Nan, what did you see nationwide?
Well, generally speaking, I think people that provide services to homeless people that run the shelters and so forth, as well as most cities, really struggle to make sure that they have a place for people to come in, that they're doing outreach on the streets to find people who may not know that it's going to get so cold, that they have call-in emergency numbers so that citizens can alert the police or helpers to make sure that people get in. But we do have a lot of people who are unsheltered in our country. 35% of people who are homeless are not sheltered. We have about 550,000 homeless people, but only about 275,000 emergency beds. So this is something that causes issues when we have these kind of serious cold snaps.
What percentage of that is the homeless who don't want to come inside? They have some mental issues or a real fear of a shelter? And what is, you know, families with single moms maybe who can't find rooms?
It's generally much more single individuals, not so much families. And I think it's not very many people who really don't want to come inside. The issue tends more often to be that there are barriers to their coming inside. So they have to have forms of ID, or they have to meet certain criteria to either get into shelters or stay in shelters. This is often because the shelters aren't resourced or don't have staff that can really provide services.
Well, this is something we're about to hear about from our next guest, that the idea that shelters have to screen for legal issues, but also for what they're capable of handling. So people who may be intoxicated, people who may have health issues, often the people who need it the most, they can't take.
Shelters really do need to lower their barriers, and we need to support them to do that so that there's a bed that's appropriate for every person. We just cannot be leaving people on the streets when it's cold or when it's not cold.
But those are the issues. What happens when civilians try to house the homeless? We're going to talk to a man in a moment. City officials shut down his effort. Do you see that elsewhere in the country?
I haven't heard of that elsewhere in the country, but I do think there's, you know, this really is a personal issue. It comes up with giving people money on the street or inviting them into your home. And honestly, I feel that this is largely something that we need to leave up to individuals. I don't know all the details of the case that you're talking about. But if people feel compelled to help folks because they feel they're in trouble outside, I don't think we should be stopping them doing that.
Yeah. Why is there an uptick in the homeless population? Is it because of the disasters we've had recently? The economy's doing great. Joblessness is down. Why the uptick?
Homelessness is really driven by the cost of affordable housing primarily, and housing costs are way up relative to incomes for poor people. And that seems to be driving increased homelessness, particularly on the West Coast. There are a lot of places, about half of states saw decreases. Many communities saw decreases in homelessness, but big cities saw increases in particularly West Coast cities.
We know about that in Northern California. After the fires, there was homelessness before and more now. Nan Roman, president and CEO of the National Alliance to End Homelessness. Nan, thank you.
Sure. Thank you so much for having me.